Look at chapter 14, verse 17. Another character quality to avoid that is a sign of an immature and ungodly man is in Proverbs 14, 17. It says, a quick-tempered man acts foolishly, and a man of wicked intentions is hated. Watch out for the red-faced, hot-worded, hasty, physical person, the one who shoves their way through life, pushes, easily fights with those who get in their way. God says, avoid that kind of man. And if you're that kind of man, repent and change. Don't say, that's just the way I am. That's how my dad was. That's the way I always have been. No, that's an excuse. It's not truth. As we sang in that last chorus, sin's curse has lost its grip on me as we stand in victory with Christ. That's sanctification. Look at chapter 16, verse 27. Immature and ungodly men dig up evil, it says, an ungodly man. So they're ungodly. This person is ungodly. They dig up evil and it's on their lips like a burning fire. This type of person has no hunger for God's word, no concern for the Spirit of God, no passion for fellowship or worship of God. They have no song in their heart from the Lord, and they are angry and self-centered in their habits, and they dig up evil. They just, as Thomas Hardy, the Puritan writer, used to say, they find a manure pile in every meadow, and they can just right to it, and they dig up evil, and they love evil, and they are drawn to evil. God says they're ungodly. Avoid them. Look at the next verse, verse 28. They're perverse. Now we saw the first one in chapter 2, perverse words. This is a perverse person. It says in 16:28, a perverse man sows strife, and whisperer separates the best of friends. These type of perverse people are drawn to the gross. They're drawn to the violent. They're drawn to the borderline situations. They're unshockable by sin. They're unembarrassable by things that are indecent. They're unfeeling and they're uncaring. And a lot of times they talk about it and it doesn't even bother them. They can just unflappably speak of perversity without shame, without any restraint. God says, avoid that kind of person.